Our report has to reflect two important trends. One trend is the is about the reduction of the total number of parliamentarians. A smaller parliament, less expensive, more efficient. Therefore, the most of the countries have to see their actual number of seats being reduced. In fact, only the very small countries are accepted from this rule. The second trend is about the distribution of the reduced number of seats among the member states. And there we had a few important criteria which had to be established. One criteria is a criteria of the proportional representation. We need to bring the number of seats as close as possible to the demographic realities of the member states. On the other hand, we have to use a criteria which I would call criteria of solidarity, meaning that the bigger states should give up, should abandon a part of their seats to which they might be entitled, would be entitled by the proportionality, by the rule of proportionality, in order to allow the small and very small states to be represented decently in the parliament, at least to give an opportunity, a perspective, a possibility to the main parties of those states to send parliamentarians in the European Parliament. And this is the digressivity. We have to explain in our report what does this digressivity means in such a way as to avoid abusive and fully arbitrary bargains which took place in the past. So we have introduced this as well. The last point was about the basis to calculate the figures which express the number of seats. Should we start from the national citizens, the number of national citizens? Should we start from the European citizens living in a certain state? Should we start from the whole residents or people living in one state? For the time being, we have to operate with the figures the Eurostat has. And these figures were figures with which all European institutions have operated since the Treaty of Rome. And this is about the people residing in a state. These figures, to my mind, are very correct or justified, because they also speak about the capacity of a state to offer a decent life to a number of people. So it reflects the economic and social capabilities of a state. And a state with bigger social and economic capabilities should be appropriately represented in the parliament. Of course, there we had a debate, some of the colleagues thinking it appropriate, in a more legalistic logic perhaps, to start from the number of the European citizens living in the state. And therefore, we have simply opened the way for a study in order to see if the European citizens would be more appropriate number to be taken into consideration. But in the end, I think that we achieved a great success, since this report and the amendments to the report were passed with a large majority. And this shows, this has two important consequences. Number one, it proves that the European Parliament and European parliamentarians are able to make important European decisions, even if sometimes they might be electorally painful. And number two, we avoided a very dangerous split between the big states and the small states, which would have been a very big danger on a long run. So there we are.